How exactly did sculptors make wax models? V&A curator Peter Mature explains.
What the artist would do is to take the wax and add into it some animal fat, which would make it malleable, and a little bit of turpentine that would enable it to just kind of give it a little bit of strength. And if they then wanted to work in a colour, like this one is red, they would add something like red earth or vermilion. And they'd grind this up, put it in the molten wax. Then when the wax had cooled down, they made little rods. And from those, they were able to pick off pieces of the wax and add bit by bit to the model. In some cases, you would work the wax around an armature as central support that could be wood. In this case, it's metal. It's just a metal rod. You didn't have to do that, but that's what Michelangelo did in this particular case. And that way it gave it some kind of strength and stability. And the fascinating thing as well about Michelangelo and this model in particular, in relation to the marble that was ultimately made from it, was that it shows exactly how he worked.
Models would often have been kept in the sculptor's studio after the design was finalised. According to the 16th century artist and writer Giorgio Vasari in his Life of Michelangelo, sculptors also used models during the marble carving process.
One must take a figure of wax or some other material and lay it horizontally in a vessel of water. Then, as the water is, of course, flat and level, when the figure is raised little by little above the surface, the most salient parts are revealed first, while the lower parts, on the underside of the figure, remain submerged until eventually it all comes into view. In the same way, figures must be carved out of marble by the chisel. The parts in highest relief must be revealed first, and then little by little the lower part. And this method can be seen to have been followed by Michelangelo in his statues of the prisoners.